This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Disease pressures in the livestock sector featured prominently in 2025 across the spectrum from poultry to cattle. Two of the biggest stories about animal diseases in the past year were highly pathogenic avian influenza and New World screwworm. We will hear more from former USDA chief economist Seth Meyer next.
Tune in to Ag Matters PM, your daily dose of crucial information affecting Iowa's farmers, producers, and consumers, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every evening, our dedicated broadcast team brings you the latest news straight from the field and from our rural communities. From market updates to expert insights, we cover it all with a down-to-earth perspective that truly captures the essence of the heartland. New episodes are posted every day of the work week to the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network YouTube channel and our website at iowaagnet.com.
Former USDA chief economist Seth Meyer says that as New World screwworm made its way north through screwworm flies in Mexico, USDA responded in kind.
Strict protocols in place, ramping up feral fly production and investing in the ability to push that fly further south.
The United States also closed the border between Mexico and the United States by banning the import of feeder cattle from Mexico, which led to higher beef prices in the U.S. due to lower inventory. On the poultry side of the livestock sector, Meyer says that HPAI was one of the first things he spoke to new USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins about in early 2025.
Within 24 hours, I was meeting her to discuss high path avian influenza. So we started the year with egg prices at the wholesale level, which hit $8.53 at the end of February when she arrived in USDA.
Meyer explains the situation for HPAI late in 2025.
We haven't seen those same odd December HPAI outbreaks this year, and the industry seems to have taken some action to ensure that there are pullets in place for the new year.
Meyer says if current trends of lower numbers of HPAI outbreaks in commercial operations continue, consumers could see significantly lower egg prices in the spring of 2026. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day at 5 p.m. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.